Hi, I'm Georgette Pierre, and you're listening to Black and Nuance Podcast, dispelling the idea that Black people are monolithic. Ooh, first solo episode to really introduce the season, and it gets real. So I just really wanted to be honest about the space that I'm in and how we open up this season, setting the tone for this season. So sometime after Thanksgiving last year, I fell into a dark space. I couldn't pinpoint what drew me to that place, but I was in the eye of the storm. I was tired. That was it. I was tired emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And somehow at 38, I found myself in this downward emotional spiral of what I observed to be an untenable lifestyle that I also created. Imagine that. I created this lifestyle built on a shaky foundation. But the shaky foundation was me needing to eventually make it back home to myself. But what does it look like to come home to yourself, Georgette? I was about to find out. December 2022, I was in the throes of the darkness, like really in the throes. I didn't want to talk to anyone, see anyone. I didn't have capacity for anyone, including myself. Being an unknown ambivert, because everyone assumes I'm an extrovert, not wanting to be around people from time to time actually tracks, but this felt different and in a very scary way. Had my spiritual mentor, who's also a licensed clinical social worker, not pushed me to get a therapist, I'm not sure where I'd be right now. Shout out to Miss Lisa. I appreciate you. I wasn't suicidal dark, but it was low enough for me to feel like a friend, a girlfriend, a non-professional wasn't equipped with the tools to hold a safe space for me. Hence the isolation and solitude I found myself in for about 2.5 months. Okay, it's early February, and I slowly started poking my head out and was gladly taking my time getting back into the weed of things. Here's what I started to realize and am still reflecting on. I was grieving, and still am grieving. I was grieving shit I didn't know my body wanted to or needed to grieve. I was grieving a life I envisioned looking differently as a single Black woman in my late 30s with no kids, pets, or plants in one of the most flossiest cities in the country. I was grieving not being where I wanted to be professionally and the negative narratives I attached to that. I was also grieving having to perform politically as a Black woman in very white spaces, knowing more than what my position called for. I was grieving not feeling connected to people I had formed friendships with over a decade ago. I was grieving my family not wanting to or being able to see me for who I am now and how I want to live, being different from how they grew up, which was probably deemed as radical and rebellious, but that's not my business. I'm still grieving having to be the one that stops the generational womb trauma and overall generational trauma that has worn my lineage down. Heavy is the head that wears the crown, and I became fucking exhausted. I no longer had room for other people's projections, and I still don't. So spiritually, God and my ancestors were directing me back to me because during my time of intentional isolation and solitude, some revelations started to reveal themselves. None that I care to share right now, but I soon realized I was attaching my worth to external things, external circumstances like credit card debt. I was searching for something outside of myself. I was running away from something. I became deathly afraid of letting the bottom fall out, even though I gave that same advice to one of my cousins who is currently navigating his own darkness. It became very clear that being a Black body, a womb body, a Black woman in a society that radically and intentionally disenfranchises us was going to require a lot more from me in a season where I had nothing left to give, except my work, my stories, my lived experiences, my vulnerability in ways that made people uncomfortable, which also had nothing to do with me. I started interrogating my relationships to people, places, and things. I'm currently inspired by the work TV writer, director, and producer Felicia Pride is doing with her personal projects and her production company imprint, Honey Chow Entertainment. And getting to see that work up close became a catalyst that started requiring me to show up for myself differently and loudly. Because in the words of Felicia Pride, the head honey herself, this is true freedom work. Not just for others, but for ourselves. And I'd like to add, for our damn selves, okay? And I couldn't agree more. The other person's work I'm inspired by that was part of this episode's initial recording is being investigated for a domestic dispute charge. Although I believe his current body of work still makes him a prolific artist, I chose not to turn a blind eye to the allegations after it drummed up some personal things from my past that I had forgot about. So how am I doing now? Remember I said I was poking my head out a little bit in February? Now, my whole ass ain't out yet, but a little more of my body is, and that feels good. I'm committing myself to creating a creative practice that centers the freedom work birthed within me. And that's on Felicia Pryde's The Create Daily 21-Day Creative Comeback Challenge that I also did back in February. I'm taking it one day at a time. And I'm also in therapy, which I talk about in future episodes. This season is a different flavor for me, emotionally and physically speaking. I'm not fully out of the fog yet, but I'm actively interrogating the resistance that has led me to question my worth, my work, and myself. Because what I'm not going to do is continue giving my power away, shrinking, not using my voice, or impeding my spiritual growth. Because I got work to do. And rest to indulge in. My podcast is a love letter to myself. The work that we choose to put out into the world is our love letter to the purpose birthed within us that keeps us holding on just a little bit longer. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for us. Until the next episode, peace. This podcast was written and hosted by me, Georgette Pierre, associate producer Tristan Bragg, and co-producer and editor Wise Grisette for the Indie Creative Network. Music by Otis McDonald, King Canyon, and Bail Bonds. You can follow my conversations on Twitter at Georgette and Instagram at Georgette Pierre. That's GeorgettePierre. You can follow the podcast on Twitter and Instagram at Black Nuance Pod. That's Black, NuancePod, or email us at blacknuancepod@gmail.com. Spell the same exact way. Subscribe and share from your favorite podcast app. We're streaming on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon, and more. Thanks for listening.